Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest and a good friend.
Yeah, a good friend, former board chair, now CEO, or president rather, of Limoga, Tommy Foshay, here to discuss the oil lease that we had last week, very successful, and Gulf Coast Energy Day.
And Limoga is Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. And
He actually
may not want to join us in a conversation about petulant eruptions because we'll have oil erupting all over the place, right?
We're not going to talk about Bannergate or whatever you guys have named this morning. We're not going to do it. I'm in Metairie. All the banners look safe out here.
That's so funny. Metairie, your banner's safe out here.
Tommy Foshay, it's good to have you on the show. Good to hear your voice. And before we get started, let me just wish you and your family a happy holiday season, my friend.
Oh, same to you, Noel. I appreciate both of you gentlemen greatly. And yeah, it's that time of year. Let's talk about some good news, some things to celebrate, and then I'll go and spend time with those we love.
So Merry we Christmas finally to you. Had... an oil lease sale. Tell us about it.
So it's a really big deal. We obviously, you know, I've been on with you many times in the last few years talking about the disruption we saw in the offshore oil and gas industry during the Biden administration. You had really two things happen there. You had a lapse in the five-year offshore leasing plan, and then you had, for leases that were already on the books, you had a lot of lawsuits taking place by activists to stop oil and gas exploration and drilling. The lease sale we saw last week was mandated via the One Big Beautiful Bill, and really is a first huge step back towards normalcy for the Gulf industry. It's exciting because it's not a one and done opportunity. No, it's the first lease sale of many more to come over the next several years. And that's going to be good, not only for what it does, you know, it does deliver more energy. And we know that the nation and the world needs more oil and gas, but it begins a predictable pattern. So companies can start investing, communities that receive the economic benefits from supporting the offshore industry can start planning, whether you're a local school board member or sheriff or parish president, particularly along in the coastal parishes, you know that economy is going to continue without interruption for the next several years. So the lease sale last week, and I can go into some of the numbers here, but was really a big step forward towards normalcy for one of Louisiana's greatest industries.
When you look at things from a regulatory perspective, whether it's oil or otherwise, you just can't survive in a climate where, you know, the policy is on again, off again, right? I mean, it doesn't work. People need stability.
Yeah. Look, at all levels of government, right, at all levels of government, you need consistency. We talk about the windshield wiper approach of policy changing every 4 years. You can't run a business. You can't really run your house with that type of instability. You really need to know that your predictable policy is going forward. And so, you know, what's interesting, Congress during the debate and the ultimate passage of the bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill.
You there, Tommy? I think we have a little technical difficulty, folks. We're talking with you there, Tommy? Go ahead. We lost you for a second. Let's see. Are you there, Tommy? All right, let's go to a break. We're going to go to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We'll try and get this squared away. It may be a sabotage going on here. Who knows? We'll be right back with Tommy Foshai.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of Bannergate, Petulant Eruption, and Drill Baby Drill. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of B&O Inc., and his special guest, Tommy Foshai, President of Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. Got to have a little fun with all of this, guys.
Can't make it up.
Nope.
So, Tommy, we were talking about how important the stability is about the policy moving forward. If you would put it into context, you know, of how long it takes from, like, if you were to buy a lease and out there and you had a strong desire to start drilling, the period of time it would take before you'd ever put, you know, any pipe in the ground.
Now, you make a great point. From the time a lease is awarded by the federal government to the time you actually have product coming out of the ground, I mean, often it's almost 10 years, right? So the companies are aware of what is available. You know, they bid, they're awarded the lease, but then you have to go through a lot of designing, engineering, and actually, you know, construction to be able to take advantage of the resource. And so if you have policy changing every 2 to 4 years and you're working on a 10-year project, it creates a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, no business and it's absolutely true for the oil and gas industry. No business wants that uncertainty, whether you have a big box store that is selling products or you're producing oil and gas to meet the energy needs of the world. You want demand. You need to know that once you invest and put the capital out there, that you're going to be able to see it all the way through. And so I go back to this step towards normalcy, knowing that we're going to have multiple lease sales, and hopefully, you know, Congress bringing some durability to the system that allows us to have predictability no matter who's in the White House, no matter which party controls Congress, no matter if it shifts every 4 years or not. The durability that was put in place with the legislation passed in Washington this year will hopefully bring some more of that stability. And then look, you know, the flip side of that is from a state level and a local level, hopefully we continue to move forward by putting in place local and state policies that complement the energy opportunities we're seeing out of Washington, you know, predictable tax policy, doing away with unnecessary lawsuits and litigation, you know, creating an opportunity for Louisiana to capitalize on this tremendous moment we have to be not only a national leader in energy production, but a world leader in energy production.
And the nexus to Louisiana, because we're in federal waters, right? We're out there in the outer continental shelf. A lot of that is really about the service side of this industry to the drilling operation, right? So in this particular lease, a lot of these leases were really adjacent to Louisiana.
Right. Look, the entire Gulf industry, you know, the Gulf of America industry, you know, that is a lot of, you know, predominantly in federal waters. These lease sales are awarded by the federal government. But Louisiana is very much the gateway to the Gulf. And when you look at the industry that has been built to service offshore energy production, I mean, Louisiana is just at the, you know, at its peak. I mean, we are providing the technology. We're providing the workforce via, you know, whether you work directly for one of the oil and gas companies, whether you work for one of the supply companies that you know, bring people onshore, offshore. You're a caterer who supplies the rigs to make sure that, you know, those needs are met. I mean, when you go to those coastal parishes in the Bayou region and really across the entire southern part of the state, they too will benefit from the predictability that's now coming because of predictable lease sales. You know, we did our economic impact study at the beginning of the year. When you look at the Bayou region, for example, so you really think of all those parishes south of Highway 90 going, you know, Lafourche, Terrebonne, St. Mary, really going almost all the way up to Lafayette. That region has 62,000 men and women employed by the industry. You know, those are earnings of nearly $5 billion. And that's just one region. Their economic success is directly tied to predictable offshore leasing. And then beyond that, they've been able to build, and Michael, you know, has talked about this at length, they've been able to build expertise that we have been able to export around the world. Louisiana companies are often called on to take their knowledge and expertise of building and servicing the oil and gas industry off the coast of many nations around the world. That is tremendous for our state and for our economy.
Yeah, Michael, I don't know if you had anything you wanted to add, but I mean, it's just good to see that this is coming back. I had a conversation real quick, Tommy, the other day with someone that they were confused about, you know, and they're saying, why does it take so long these days? I said, well, you're thinking back to when they were doing brown water drilling in very shallow water. The complexity of that next to blue water drilling, they're not even in the same sphere. I mean, the delta between those two activities is huge.
Yeah, we're going miles below the surface of the water. And look, you know, I had a conversation similar to that last week. You know, as we were concerned about the lapse in leasing over the past 4 years, the industry was still figuring out how to go deeper, how to do more with the leases they already had. But at the same time, yes, it does It is an intense, it is not a simple industry, but we have some of the world leaders who call Louisiana home, call the Gulf of America home, and, you know, they are doing this at a time when we know the world is going to need more oil and gas for the foreseeable future, definitely the next 25 plus years, some say as much as 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the thing that was impressed upon me, or that impressed me when we had our energy day, was just the vibe in the room. I mean, it felt more like people coming together for the NBA draft than a bunch of, you know, oil and gas executives from around the Gulf South coming together to do a lease sale. There's just an excitement that we're getting back in it. And there's a level of innovation that's occurring, to your point, Noel, to allow us to put these rigs in 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 feet of water that we've never seen before. Probably my favorite project among, not my favorite, one of my favorite projects amongst these is LLOG out of Covington have an asset they call Salamanca, where they actually bought a former Gulf of Mexico production facility from Anadarko, which was called Independence Hub, and they refurbished it. So in doing that, they saved all of the expense and the environmental impact of having to fabricate a totally new asset. They used an old one. They recycled it. And that's going in, I think, 6,500 feet of water in the middle of the Gulf.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible what they're able to do. And I know there's been some hiccups historically, but for the most part, without incident, right? And in a very complex field, for sure.
No, that's right. Sometimes, Noel, I look at that two-on, two-off schedule that the Roughnecks get to be on. I'm like, would that be all that bad?
Yeah, Michael the Roughneck. That's the next episode of Landman.
Yeah, yeah, that would be petulant eruption at its best, for sure.
Petulant destruction.
Destruction. Yeah, much better. Tommy Fauché, President, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back with Michael Heck's final thoughts. Folks, stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.